Hello, I'm T.S. Wright, founder and president of the God Center Concept and host of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. Our mission is clear. We are here to help spark a great harvest, a revival, if you will, across the United States. That's why we are launching the 2540 campaign. Over the next 40 days, we're going to ask people to join us, just like you, and to give a one-time tax-deductible gift of $25 and partnering us with this mission, and then sharing this vision with other people so we can expand our reach in powerful ways. God is calling us to work, and together we can see lives transformed and hearts awaken. You can simply scan this QR code or go to www.godcenteredconcept.com to make this one-time gift to our ministry. Thank you for being a part of this community. Your prayers and your support mean more than you will ever know. May God bless you in all that He calls you to do. And as we always say here, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth with the purpose of sparking revival. Committed to spreading the gospel, this is your Kingdom Crossroads podcast. And now your host, T.S. Wright. Welcome everyone to the Kingdom Crossroads. I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I'm so glad you could join us today. Before we dive into today's episode, if you haven't already, please take a moment to follow or subscribe and give us a like. This ensures you won't miss out on any of our future episodes, and your likes help us boost our visibility. Thank you for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. Have you ever listened to worship music? Well, today's guest was a red carpet host at the Canadian CELA Music Awards and was able to interview many influential worship singers from all over the world. Joining us today is Marina Maria, and she is the host of a radio program and podcast, Faith City Outreach, and the founder of Global Gospel Worship Music, or radio, sorry, Worship Radio. Marina has taught in public schools for 18 years and is a nominee for radio, TV, or podcast host of the year, and was awarded a Lifetime Music Ambassador 2025 as a Lifetime Music Ambassador in 2025 through the Canadian CELA Music Awards. So Marina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, T.S., for inviting me here, and hello to everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Well, we're just glad to have you here, and I say we just dive right in. So here we go. So Marina, why don't you just tell us about yourself to just help our listeners understand your story?
I am, as you had mentioned, a full-time educator, a part-time missionary in the native lands, and I also am an author as well as a radio host of my radio program called Faith City Outreach, and it is on air Monday through Friday, actually Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. and also 5 p.m., and I interview pastors, global leaders, ministers, anyone who would love to share the gospel or share their testimony on my radio program.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like that probably keeps you busy from between being an educator all the way to running the show and doing ministry work. And I can relate to all of that. So as you and I discussed, I actually am an educator myself too. So I have a question, and this is just kind of getting into some of the details about this book you're writing. Why did you write this raw memoir? I'm going to let you talk about the book and bring all that out and kind of let us know why you wrote that. You know, what inspired you and what has kind of led you through this process.
Right. Well, my book is called After the Rainbow Came Hope, and it is a raw memoir. God used my husband, Louis, to encourage me to write my testimony at this stage in my life. And having gone to Christian counseling for trauma in the past, And for such a long time, I allowed the enemy to keep me afraid and ashamed to have had a broken childhood, growing up very poor and hungry, a lot of the time, and witnessing domestic violence, being sexually abused by my father, and growing up without hope for my future. And in the story, I do mention that in my childhood, my best friend named Virginia showed me a poem, and it was about a rainbow. And I asked her how she wrote the poem. And she said that she thought about something she really liked and just wrote about it. And for some reason, that just really touched my heart. That gave me a reason to focus on dreaming for a better life. And I believe God used her so that I could focus on writing and writing about my dreams, writing about a better life and having hope for my future. And
Awesome.
in the story, or I should say in the book, main scripture is Jeremiah 29:11, when the Lord says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
Amen. Amen. And I always find these stories interesting in that God always seems to meet us where we're at and meet us at our need, whatever that is. It could be a trauma situation, just like you've experienced trauma in your childhood. It can be, it could be anything. It could be something that, we just need a turn in life to take us away from something that we're focused on that's not leading us to Him, to leading us back to Him. And it may not necessarily be something that is negative. It may
Exactly.
not, yeah, it just may, it's something that's more neutral, but it's just not leading us towards God. And He'll use something to do that. He'll meet us at our need. And He knows our greatest need is to have a relationship with Him.
Amen, and that's what he did.
Amen. And exactly. And it sounds like that this poem and this friend obviously was able to help you and, God used them to really bring you to Him. And that's, I tell you, I love stories like that. I mean, just to show people that God is faithful no matter what your circumstances are.
Amen. And God uses trauma or any struggles or any experience, negative experience in your life or childhood to glorify Him. And so that's what He did. He did that. And yes, it's taken this long to share the story, but He knows our timing. He knows when we're ready to share, and He has a
Amen.
purpose.
Amen. Amen. So I think I probably know this, but I'm going to let you, and you sort of maybe have alluded to a little bit of this, but who helped you in publishing this book, and talk about why they are so special to you?
Other than my husband encouraging me to publish my book, After the Rainbow Came Hope, my writing mentor of 20 years or more, I should say, he also has been very instrumental. And as I was growing up and writing in my diary, and then it became a journal, I had, I want to say, three, four mentors, writing mentors, and I had some that were in my life just for a season. But this particular writer who's been in my life for over, well, we kind of stopped communication for 20 years. And then I went back to writing. As soon as I went back to writing, which was last year, I contacted him by email, and I've never met him in person. I met him by email through a friend from college, and we just kind of picked up from where we left off, and he just said, "Sure, I'll help you edit this book." And he's a professional writer himself. He's a professional poet, and he helped me in he edited my book. And then also another friend from Arizona, she was the illustrator, or she is the illustrator of my book. And she also has a nonprofit organization called This Little House of Mine. And her two granddaughters, they illustrated my book too. So they provided the back cover and then also a picture inside, which were pictures that were very important for the story line, or I should say for the theme of the story after the rainbow came home.
Awesome. Again, having those people to help you along, I, you know, even this program that we're listening to now, I actually have a team of people that help me. My wife being one of them, and then there are three other people that have that aid us and help us to do this. So I've got we're finishing our website as we speak. Of course, by the time somebody hears this program, the website will be up and live. And so we're having all those people, you cannot do this stuff by ourselves, and we're not meant to. I think that's another piece of this. We're not meant to do it by ourselves. No person's an island. And having those people that not only are mentoring, but also just to help you in each step, and you returning the favor, of course, and helping them and their in their walks and the things that God has called them to do is, I think that's just again another big part of the story.
It's
That
so true,
God.
and God brings those people to our lives so that He can fulfill, or we can fulfill His purpose and plan.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, what did you learn or discover after writing this book?
I noticed that this book opened the door for people to just begin sharing personal things that happened to them in their childhood or in their lives. And so it led me to also pray for women to be healed from any abuse, be it sexual or not. And it's created conversations, like I said, for people to talk about their unfortunate experiences, their trauma. I've had many people come up to me and just say, well, this happened to me. I never told anybody. And then they would finish the sentence and share. So there was a scripture, Jeremiah 30, 17, where the Lord says, I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. And so it does mention that in the story where that's what happened. He healed my wounds, and he can heal everybody's wounds too. We just need to
Amen.
call on him, and we need to just call on him to begin that healing process. And of course, it's when you are ready. When you're ready to have him heal you, he will.
Amen. And one of the things too that I just want to bring up here that I think is important, and I'm is that everybody at some point in their life is going to experience some type of trauma. I mean, if you live long enough, you're going to experience it. There's really no way around that. That's just a part of life. So regardless if it's quote, negligence, abuse, whatever it is, or if it's even just normal things in life happening, loss of a loved one, even those type of situations. I think it's so important to remember that God is there for you in every step. And also to remember this, and I think this is the other piece, is that a lot of times what people do is spend time blaming God, but to remember that nothing in this life is permanent. It is temporary. This is a temporary state that we're in, and that even the worst of trauma, even the worst of circumstances is only going to be temporary, but our eternal home with Christ in heaven, being in the presence of God, that is what the reward is. And God wants to restore you so that you can have those heavenly rewards, so that you can be connected with him, not just here, but even more importantly, have eternal life with him.
Amen. And that's been my prayer, TS, is that this book will land in the hands of the right people who are ready to receive him and receive his healing. I do mention in my book that he provides the greatest love of all. So for
Amen.
people who, like myself, didn't have that fatherly love, I've always desired that fatherly love. But when I gave myself to the Lord and dedicated my life to him, I knew that, or he actually told me through a vision that he would be that father that I never had.
Amen. Amen.
So he can, he'll provide, he'll give you that unconditional love and more.
Amen. Amen. I remember my father passed away when I was in my early 30s. And, you know, I remember the Lord putting in my heart, not too much longer after that, just through the grieving process, that he was going to be my father.
Mm-hmm.
That it was going to be him that was going to fill that void, to fill that gap. And so, and God wants to do that for us. You know, even if our earthly fathers are still alive, it's really God that really can fill that role for us and should fill that role. And
exactly.
We need to surrender to that. And I think that's all he's waiting on. He's just waiting for us to surrender to him.
That's, exactly. And he's so patient. He doesn't
yes.
force us. He's
Amen.
Just waiting.
Amen.
Just waiting for us to say, help me.
And so here's a question. Obviously you've been writing this book, putting it out there. What have been some of the recent reactions from this book, from those who have purchased it, have read the book? What, you know, kind of what kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, thankfully, and it's really God opening the door for me to share my testimony to groups of women now. There is a women's church program here in Glendale, Arizona, who's considering to use my book for their healing process. And then there's also another church, actually two other churches, that have invited me to share my testimony already. And so God has opened that door. And people just buying just multiple copies of the book and giving it to other people that might need it. That has been very, very encouraging. And basically, people wanting another sequel. So I will be writing another sequel. And not I will be, I am writing another sequel. And so, that sequel will be mostly about my love story with my husband, because he was very patient in my healing process. And so I thank God that he sent me, because that he sent him to me so that we could be a married couple. And because he was the one that witnessed to me about Christ. And so I thank him for that.
Amen. You know, so I'm guessing the book, like you said, and I'm not guessing, but just from what you said, the books, the target audience has been females. But what I am guessing is that it doesn't just have to be for a female.
Exactly.
There's men that's had this type of trauma. We know that. Even as boys, there's boys that have been abused, and that, you know, the story of hope like this can apply to them as well.
Absolutely. It's for everyone. It just seems to be right now that God has opened the doors for me to share it with women right now. And
Amen.
My book has been out for a couple of weeks so far, and he's already working on having me share the story and for his glory, of course.
Amen. Amen. So, what do you hope your readers will gain from reading this book? Obviously, you've talked about the sequel here and kind of what that's going to be. But, you know, maybe just give us some more insight into that. And
you know, just talk about that process.
My prayers have been for people to be inspired to begin their healing journey with Jesus. So maybe there's people out there that have delayed going into, well, first of all, receiving Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then maybe they've delayed in getting Christian counseling. So whatever the delays are, my prayers are for them to begin the healing process, to begin the healing journey with Jesus, and to experience that He provides the greatest love of all. He's our healer. He's our way maker, our miracle worker, our light in the darkness, and He will restore us. The next sequel will already be, which I've already started writing, is an unpredictable love story, like I told you about my husband leading me to Christ and how we met and got married. So that is in the works, and I'm glad that people are asking for that next sequel.
Well, I tell you what, that's going to be awesome. I mean, hey, I'm sure your readers are already ready for it to be out there now. And you know, me understanding the process of writing, because I've got stuff that I have written and still writing. Those things don't just magically, those words don't magically appear on that paper. And so that can be, it can be a daunting process, but I'm sure it's going to be worth the wait for all your readers, it sounds like.
Yes, and I will give them one intriguing but surprising part about the story, and that would be the next sequel. And that is that my husband asked me to marry him 22 times.
Wow.
Before.
Man, it's got to be, I'm not saying it is, but that might be some kind of a record here. 22 times.
Yeah, before. Oh, I wow. said yes.
Wow, that's, I mean, hey, that's a lot of rejection before you. Oh my gosh.
Everyone who hears the story always tells me that I need to write that story because it is so unpredictable and it's so shocking that just when you think it's going well, it's not going well. And then eventually it does go well.
Amen. Amen. There's, you know, hey, we just got to remember that regardless of where we're at, there's hope.
There's
always hope.
Yes.
There's always hope.
Yes. With Jesus, He's our healer, our way maker, our miracle worker. And He's everything. We can't live without Him. At least
no.
I can't.
I can't either. I mean, hey, I don't even want to think about what I would be like without Him. I just, you know, would I still be acting like, you know, a teenage boy, you know, I mean, just right. chasing every, you know, chasing every feeling that you have and, you know, trying to, you know, just living to be gratified by self all the time. So that would be, that's what I don't want to live like.
Exactly. And I
when
agree.
We have Christ, He brings that foundation mm-hmm. so that, you know, our feelings are there, but we don't live by them and we don't trust them. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that. So, Marina, this has been so awesome. And I love your story to be able to share with others and to bring hope to a lot of people who may be hurting. But, you know, also it's, you may know somebody that's hurting. It may not be you necessarily, but it may be somebody else that you guys know, all of you listeners. And, you know, you can actually use this story right here to help them understand that person that they have hope. And obviously you can pick up her book. Maybe that gives them something to read that will help get that spark going that they need, that spark of hope so that they can start walking down the right path. So Marina, tell us, how could somebody get connected to learn more?
They could go to Amazon and purchase the book there. And just recently, days ago, it is now available in Spanish. So English
wow.
and Spanish. And they can also visit my website, just to learn more about the work I do, and that is www.globalgospelworshipradio.org. Again, it's globalgospelworshipradio.org, and the title of my book is called After the Rainbow Came Hope, and that's by Marina Maria Carbajal, and they can just look it up on Amazon.
Wow. Well, that is awesome. We're going to include this all in the show notes, folks, and make sure that you guys have this website. We'll put her professional website down. You can obviously follow the links in there to get the book, just to listen to her show and all those type of things. So it has been great to have you on here as a guest. And I'm going to tell you right now, Marina, I'm going to have you back on as you're writing that sequel. We're obviously going to have to come on here. You're going to have to get on here, maybe even bring your husband. And we talk to both of you at the same time,
yeah, exactly.
You know, him being a former coach and me being a former coach, we may never get past the coaching part because we'll have all of our quote stories, you know, but
right.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and we actually look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much, TS. And thank you to all the listeners.
We're going to wrap it up today, and we could go on, and I would love to, but we do want to keep this under our time frame. As Marina and I talked about before the show, she completely understands as she tries to do the same thing. But
absolutely. Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
And God bless you as well. And we just want to thank everyone for turning into the show today. And we appreciate you spending time with us and being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. If you enjoyed what you heard, we kindly ask again that you hit that follow or that subscribe button and give us a like. Your support allows us to keep producing content and sharing these experiences with you, ensuring we can continue to grow and bring you even more enriching content in the future, such as Marina's sequel. And we're hopefully going to have that on there. And like I said, we're going to drag her husband on there too. So, well, on behalf of myself and Marina, this is T.S. Wright. And until next time, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation. Let the great harvest begin.